wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet Earth, we welcome you to another exciting edition of this World Address, coming to you live from the Holy Land of Israel. The time now here is approximately a minute past the hour of 7 p.m. We welcome you wherever you may be listening from. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, because Radio Biafra radiates across the entirety of this very planet Earth. And it is my unique privilege to ask you to welcome people as I welcome you. Go and tell your friends and your neighbors. Tell them Radio Biafra is on. Tell them that this is the gospel of the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this earth. And that nation is Biafra. I make that very bold claim from the Holy Land of Israel. Because Biafra itself also shall be holy. Chukwokika Biama has decreed it. Elohim has ordained it, and it must come to pass. There is nothing any mortal can do about it. They can come against us. They can kill us, imprison us, torture us, and do whatever they feel will stop this very unstoppable march towards the restoration of Biafra. One thing is certain. We are not going to capitulate. We are not going to retreat, and we will not surrender. We will march on relentlessly until our freedom is secured, because we are carrying out a biblical edict. What we are doing is ordained by heaven, and on this very earth we must accomplish it. If you do not know how to listen to Radio Biafra, if you have neighbors who are concerned and worried that they cannot listen to us on their preferred platform, please, you know we have multiple avenues through which and by which you can listen to Radio Biafra. You can join us on Facebook, as Ikechu have quite rightly announced earlier. We are on TuneIn, we are on Radio Biafra app. We are on ipob.org. We are on radiobiafra.co. I will never forget, and how can I forget? You must all join us this very evening. Ensure that your relatives are listening, that your loved ones are listening. It doesn't matter the part of the world you're in, but you can contact them via whatever means of your choice. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome each and every one of you. We shall start the process of unmasking that very criminal in Asorok this very evening. This will be the radio version of it. As soon as our friends get here from the USA, we shall present to the television aspect of this expose on that very criminal in Asorok, Jibril Aminu Al-Sudani. We will unmask them. We will let them bear, that the world may know that the damnable Zoological Republic is a fraud. Light must shine upon Biafra land. And there is nothing any man or woman can do about it. Because that is our mission. That is our purpose for existence. And we must accomplish it. Elohim is in charge and in control of what we do. I don't worship idol. Only Elohim. We must proceed, and before we do so, we must pray. I am a very prayerful person. So were my parents and their parents before them. We must worship the Most High. We must honor Chukwokika Biama Purimi Henine. Without his mercy and grace, we wouldn't be here today. The enemies would have killed me. I would have been assassinated by now and probably buried. But heaven said no, that it cannot happen, that the zoo must fall. I will watch the zoo fall. That is the promise that Elohim made to me. and I will live to fulfill it. We must pray wherever you are. Sometimes I want to pray in the language of heaven, as you see, but they say we have listeners all over the world, therefore I must pray in a universal language, and I will pray in English. For thee, O Elohim, you stand in the congregation of creation. You are the beginning and the very end, the author and the finisher of our faith. You created everything that was made. Nothing made you. Anetuwakaka. Amamamachamacha. If you come close, you will know him. In truth and in spirit, we come before thee to hand over all our proceedings this very evening unto your loving care, that you may give us wisdom, give us understanding, and also help those who cannot help themselves in the damnable zoological republic. People are in bondage and they are dying. Their greatest affliction is ignorance. We ask thee, Holy One of Israel, to give them common sense and understanding that they may reason, that they may reconcile their plight to their senses this very evening and reject evil. Only thee, O Elohim, is the judge among every other judge, not minding the conspiratorial criminality of the zoo judiciary. Only you can judge justly. Only thee. Because there are men that judge unjustly in Nigeria. They only respect the counsel of the wicked, because they are evil. But only thee, O Elohim, Tukokika Abiyama, will judge the cause of we that are poor and fatherless. Because that's what we are. Nobody to help Biafra. There is nobody anywhere. But very soon all of that will change, because we are in your holy land. I am in Israel. And your light will shine upon us once again as it did in the old. You will vindicate IPOB Elohim. You will vindicate us. Because our hands are clean. We don't do any evil. We come before thee with clean hands and a very clear conscience. Because we are afflicted and we are in need of our salvation, our freedom. Because those that we are in the zoo with, they do not understand. They walk in darkness. But tonight we shall shake the foundations of the zoo. Because Nigeria must fall. The same way the walls of Jericho fell apart in this part of the world, so shall all the evil binding the zoo together crumble tonight. We must preach this very gospel, I assure you. The gospel of redemption. The gospel of hope. And above all, of truth. We will preach it here. That all honor and glory may belong to the Most High. Those that we are surrounded with, they do not understand. For even Elohim himself has said, it is apportioned unto man, unto mortal flesh. One day they must die, as Jibril have passed on. Buhari has passed on and Jibril has replaced him. And one day the same Jibril shall also pass on. But the truth and the light that Biafra represents will last for an eternity. And this evening, O Heavenly Father, we call upon thee to rise up and judge very justly, because all the nations are yours. Biafra is yours, and you will protect Biafra. that your name may be exalted, that your name may be praised, that your name may reign over all of our lives in total submission unto your grace and your mercy forever and ever, we pray. He said, we welcome you wherever you are this very evening, as I said, from here. For some of you, it is your morning. For some, it is your afternoon. For some other people, it is your evening, because the truth must be preached and we must preach it tonight here. A lot has been written about IPOB and this very noble quest for the restoration of Biafra. But tonight we must put the record straight. I am here to prove this very evening that a majority, I will not say all, a majority of the people in the damnable zoological republic are very gullible. They don't ask questions. Sometimes they even fail to reason properly. We are going to ask ourselves this very evening, what are they hiding? For those of you who are close to the internet or have access to the internet or social media, I will implore you all this very evening to help yourselves by following very attentively what we are preaching tonight, because it will set you free. There are some questions we must answer, and hopefully tonight, during the course of this very address, we must answer them. IPOB family members, they follow this very gospel that I preach. And I said that very thing there in Aso Rock is not Buhari, and that Buhari is dead. All the signs are there. Even when President Donald Trump gave us the hint, I don't want to see that lifeless. Lifeless means somebody who is dead. I don't want to see that lifeless person again. Trump said it. Most of you misunderstood what he was saying. He was trying to make it very clear to all and sundry that we do not reason properly, and that most of us are blind, because what is before us, we cannot see. Tonight, I shall attempt to prove with facts, evidence, and statistics that we black Africans sometimes, and especially some Nigerians, not Biafrans, are the most backward, unreasonable, and idiotic species of human beings on the face of the earth. I don't care if you get upset, but I tell you the truth. I don't feel sorry for myself. I don't blame the white man for my plight. I blame black stupidity in sub-Saharan Africa. That is why we are poor. That is why there is no electricity, no running water, no decent infrastructure, unemployment everywhere. Nothing seems to be functioning. We cannot keep blaming other people. The fault is from us, because we have failed to engage with that part of our brain that has something to do with reason and logic. Tonight, we shall cure that very anomaly. We shall fix it. I will use the issue of Jibril, the imposter from Sudan, pretending to be Buhari, to wake up the entirety of humanity to the deficiency in the reasoning capacity of black people in Africa. No apologies whatsoever. There is something wrong with us. Tonight we correct it. Live on Radio Biafra. We are transmitting to the whole world. I am going to demonstrate that a significant number of us, black Africans, are very primitive and backward and incapable of reasoning. I know I'm saying all of this. If Abba Kyari can go to Sudan and recruit somebody, bring them in with a little bit of silicon, can convince all of you that this very person who is now shorter is Buhari. This man who cannot speak Fulani indigenous language to Fude is Buhari. This man whose hairline hasn't receded one bit is Buhari. This young man who is maximum 45 years old is Buhari. If you can believe that junk, then you are lower than an animal. And what you're capable means you cannot see. You are dumb and foolish. We are here to dispel all of that this very evening. Of course, there are a few reasonable people amongst us. I know the whole of Africa cannot be stupid. There are reasonable ones amongst us. But I believe that their number is so insignificant that they hardly make any impact. They are the ones that actually feel sorry for. And Biafrans fall into that very category. We are live and direct on Radio Biafra. They said they have bought over our frequencies. They are lying. They are lying. We are live on FM. In Akwa Ibom, we are live on 102.1. Tonight, in Akwa Ibom, if you tune in, you will hear and listen to my voice coming via Radio Biafra FM platform. Some people fell for their gimmick. We are on satellite. We are on Radio Biafra app. We are on TuneIn. Everywhere you go to, you will find this very program. And you should be able to listen to it. Those of you who can in urban areas, get out your loudspeakers and put it out. Place them on top of your cars, that your neighbors may partake in the blessing that is coming tonight. If you have not installed a satellite receiver for your village or your town where you come from or where you grew up, I suggest you do so immediately. We are shaking the foundations of the damnable zoological republic, the satanic edifice to corruption and evil. It must crumble before our eyes. Their cheap blackmail will not work. Their little lies and character assassination and innuendo will not work with us. The equals of everything that I say is that we're not going to vote. We're going to shock them next year during the presidential election. We're going to shock all of them that they may know that we have come to restore Biafra. This very issue of imposing a foreigner, a fraud and an unelected pretender to preside over the fate of 180 million people is the greatest tragedy before Africa. What Abba Kyari and the Fulani Cabal have done with Jibril is the greatest insult any people can receive. It goes to show that those that are in Nigeria are not human beings, because they have eyes but they cannot see. They have ears but they are deaf to reason. It's only now that I have come to the realization that is something tragically wrong with our brain as black people. I assure you, there's something wrong somewhere. We must fix it. This historic fraud of Jibril was not perpetrated by Europeans. The British did not come down to impose Jibril. It was done by black people, Fulani people. I don't even know how to describe this. They are cheating everybody. They did this nonsense to bring in Jibril so they can pillage and loot the treasury dry. That is why they keep passing budgets. But nothing is done with the money. Abba Kyari and his gang of cabals, including the Sultan of Sokoto, they siphon the budget money. Nothing is done in the zoo. Absolutely nothing. They are using this thing from Sudan, Jibril, under him, that they may steal all the money in the world and become billionaires like Dangote in the next 2 years, or their children. That is how they create billionaires overnight. A budget of a country belonging to 180 million people, allegedly, I hasten to add. What did they do with the 2015 budget? What did they do with the 2016 budget? How about 2017 and also 2018? Nothing, absolutely nothing. They're still everywhere dry. They claim they are fighting corruption when they themselves personify corruption, avarice, and greed. Name the seven deadly sins, you find it in these hypocrites. All of them are hypocrites. All of them, without exception. We must continue. I want you to pay very close attention. We are coming down to the very hard facts. Please try and pay heed to what I'm saying. They are using this joke from Sudan. He doesn't even look like Buhari. Why hasn't he addressed any live press conference? You know, where journalists can ask questions. Like, please tell us the part of Katsina you come from. Can you address us in Fulani language? No! He will never ever present himself because he's a fraud. No more Aisha beside the husband. Even Aisha Buhari went as far as saying, do not vote for him. But some of you will not listen because you're deaf and you're dumb. He claims he is Buhari. Simple, Fufuda, he cannot speak. He never meets the people. Only when it is all choreographed for him, prearranged and packaged. Suddenly this man does not fall sick again. Somebody that had a major brain surgery. He had tumor growing in his brain, if some of you can remember, that was affecting his hearing. The late Buhari had brain tumor. How can somebody that underwent such complicated procedure, like brain surgery, had a sizable chunk of his brain removed, not require any clinical follow-up or examination after such a huge surgery? It's up to you. But they have medical doctors all over the place in Nigeria. Some of them are doctor, which means they have PhD in medicine. Ask any of them, ask any doctor near you. How is it possible that somebody can undergo a major brain surgery and never go for any follow-up after that? We must proceed. He doesn't fall sick again. This is a new, brighter, younger Buhari who doesn't feel the need to be seen with his wife anymore. Remember when, what is her Buhari's daughter's name again? I used to tweet from Asorok. When was the last time Zara tweeted from Asorok? Not anymore. Because daddy is no more. And I respect them for one thing. At least they can't pretend that this Sudanese is their father. This very man from Sudan. This very young, bright young man. Look at his fingers, look at the back of his hands. After this program tonight, anybody who goes on blaming white people for poverty in Africa should be hanged. Europeans are not your problem. Our problem is in our brain. Stupidity, that's what it's called. Ignorance. Tonight we cure it. Once and for all. When this very shameful phase is over, as I said earlier, Abba Kyari will be one of the richest men in the world. And most of you Nigerians will carry on in your blissful ignorance as if nothing happened. You remember last week I issued a challenge to all Nigerians to demand that Jibril remove his cap. If he is confident that he is Buhari, Buhari, when you see on my receding hairline, we know the original and now dead Buhari wore a dark suit. Was it in 2015? He wore a suit now for election. Ask Jibril to wear a suit where he will not wear his Awasa Fulani cap. And you will see that is a very young man. Very young man. He is not bald as Buhari is. Let them do it and prove me wrong. And end this very scandal once and for all time. Jibril will not remove his cap because he's not Buhari. We all know that. The world is a witness to this monumental fraud and deception. But they have chosen to keep silent. Luckily for us, there is one thing that Jibril cannot hide. It's a very simple assignment for every Nigerian. No matter what you do, you know when ugly people go to do plastic surgery to look beautiful or to look handsome in the Joranjo, they don't remember their ear. They never remember their ear because you know the ear is cartilage. If you put anything there to perhaps develop into a very serious infection, and perhaps you will die in the process. For all Nigerians, I have this to say to you tonight. Look at the ear or the ears of Jibril. And go and look at any old picture. Pray 2017. Because Buhari died on the 27th of January. I'll tell you how he died. I'll get to it in a minute. Go and get any old picture of Muhammadu Buhari. Look at the ear. Look at the ear of Jibril. And tell me if they are the same. There is something that they don't know. You see, no two people have the same earlobe. No, not the same design. It's like fingerprint. Go and check your brother now, your wife, your husband, your children. Go and check them now. Look at the ear. Check and tell me if any of you share the same configuration. You will see that the answer is no. But whilst I'm broadcasting this now, I'm sure that Asarok is listening. The Cabal, they are listening very attentively. Jibril said he went to Paris on the invitation of the French president, Emmanuel Macron. Is that correct? He went for peace summit, peace in the world. The butcher and the murderer is going for a peace conference or a peace forum in Paris. He's expected back on Tuesday. If he doesn't come back on Tuesday, you know he has gone to alter his ear so that his ear can now look like Buhari's ear. Should Jibril come back to Abuja to Asarok on Tuesday of next week? Know ye that the game is over for them. Because he cannot conceal his ear. His ear is not the same. The ear is like your fingerprint. It is unique to yourself and you alone. A very simple assignment. But you have all these APC urchins, these alomajiris. They will ignore it and be talking about something else. But we won't leave them. They said we are asking him to take off his cap because we are disrespectful. I keep saying this all the time. I am older than Aisha Buhari. I am older than Jibril by very many years. So if I ask Jibril to remove his cap, he should do it because I'm older than him. I was told Odjis Okalo was defending him, saying he shouldn't take off his cap. We'll get his case later. We must continue. This challenge must be met. Look at his ear. Because they cannot prove me wrong and they know. That's why they came to kill me. They were wondering, how did Nnamdi Kanu know that Jibril is from Sudan? How did he know we swapped the dead Buhari for this thing? Now living large, you're spending dollars. A man that never saw dollars in his life. A washed out actor in Khartoum. A backstage, a stagehand in a theater. never saw dollars in his life. Now he is presiding over a budget of trillions of dollars. No wonder he's like that. The world is bearing us witness. Photographs showing the late Buhari's ear abound. Go and do it yourself. I challenge anybody to compare the ear of the dead Buhari with Jibril's own. You will see, it is not the same man. Jibril is a fraud, manufactured for the purposes of maintaining the jihadi stronghold on power in Nigeria. The Fulanis, they have this arrogant, born-to-rule mentality. Can you imagine if two Igbo men were contesting for the presidency? Some of them were actually writing and saying, we should be grateful that Atiku remembered Obi. We should be grateful. But two Fulani men are contesting, two. Not an Awasa man. Not a Jukun man. Not somebody from Igbira. No. Not a Gwagi man. No. Those that own Abuja. The Gwagi people. No. It has to be Fulani all the time. And they end up messing up everything. They mess up everything. This is Radio Bible. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is a live presentation. There's no recorded program. It's live. The time now is 28 minutes to 8 here in the Holy Land of Israel. The hint Trump gave to us, did we take it? The answer is no. Black Africans never fight evil. That is why judges are corrupt. That is why the courts cannot stand up and deliver an upright judgment. That is why there is evil everywhere. That is why Fulani terrorists can go into Benue and slaughter people and go scot-free. None of them is being arrested. Not one. That is why the cabal will negotiate with Boko Haram, killing and bombing people to the kingdom come, but refuses to speak to YPOB to negotiate our exit from the zoo. Because they are evil. And we must expose them. Blacks did not end slavery. That is how weak and docile we are. The white people, I repeat, white people ended slavery. Not us blacks. When they disrespect us all around the world, we must bear this in mind. We never rise up against evil. Of course, except for Haiti. And that rebellion was led by an Igbo man. We'll get to that later. Africa is today littered with totalitarian regimes. Look at Cameroon. Look at what's happening in Uganda. Everywhere you go to, you have one idiot in power who will refuse to go, and there is nothing anybody can do about it. The funniest thing is that if you rise up to challenge that evil, your own people will rise up against you. Makanchonche, Gohan, and Weta. Peanuts. Sometimes I wonder what the heart of a black man looks like. I wonder very seriously. The people at the receiving end of the savagery of these people, these despots, we are paralyzed with fear, ethnic bigotry, and self-hate. Anybody can be there as long as the person is from the south. Oshibajo should have been sworn in as the president of Nigeria. But to Fulani, all of them ganged up, both APC and PDP, they ganged up and said, no, it must be a northerner. It must be a Fulani man. I asked Atiku to do something. He has not done it. Because he knows the consequences. Today is November the 10th. It was exactly today in 1995... that Ken Seruwa was killed by another evil man, Abacha. Another man from the north. We remember him. They were executed, 9 of them. These are the finest of the very finest from Ogoniland. These are intellectuals. Do you know who convicted them? That is why I told you that Nigeria is evil. The man that convicted Ken Seruwa, knowing fully well that Seruwa is just a freedom fighter, is Justice Abdul Kafarati. That Justice Abdul Kafarati is today the Chief Judge of the High Court of Nigeria. And surprise, surprise, that was the man that said that IPOB is a terrorist organization. Do you see how they flow? The more evil you are, the more you rise up in the judiciary. That is why they want to blackmail Binta Nyako into oblivion. Because of me, they arrested Binta Nyako's husband and son. They claim they are being tried by EFCC. So that if Binta Nyako were to acquit me, they would jail the husband and the child. That is how evil the zoo is. That's how bad they are. But she courageously gave me bail. She knew I did nothing wrong. She knew it. They were pressuring her. Revoke his bail. And she said no. They have done nothing wrong. They don't know in all these things. They called her to a meeting in Maiduguri, where they were insulting her. That didn't work. They took her to another meeting in Sokoto, where they called all the northern, I don't know if I would call them leaders, to be insulting her because of me. That she should have jailed me. That nothing will happen. That people leaders have signed up to it. That Ohanaeze is with them. Ohanaeze Ndioshi. I will come to the meetings they've been holding against me and IPOB later on. But Binta Nyako stood strong. I'm not sure at all that the intimidation she's been forced to endure will ever stop. I don't think so. Good people like that never get to become the Chief Judge of the Federation. Kafarati, Abdul Kafarati, killed Kesere Wiwa. Today he's the Chief Judge of the High Court of Nigeria. He granted ex parte motion to the government of Nigeria, designating me a terrorist. He was rewarded. And I'm sure they're saying to Binta Nyako, if you jail him or convict him, there is a reward for you. Do you see how Nigeria works? They don't understand what justice and law is all about. No. These are black evil people from Africa. Evil people. Go behind ruin, darkness and evil. We must continue. I remember this very evening, Kesere Wiwa, Dr. Barine Kiobel, Mr. Baribor Bera, Mr. Nudu Lewu, Dr. Felix Nuate, Mr. John Puine, Mr. Samuel Orage, Mr. Paul Lebura, and Mr. David Boko. May their soul rest in peace. They are freedom fighters for Ogoni. And we are going to get it. And Ogoni will be free. Ogoni will be autonomous. Ogoni will elect their own leaders. Ogoni will control the resources in their land. They will control it. We are getting there. So they shouldn't despair. We remember these brave and gallant men. Have you forgotten that Dasuki and El Zagzagi are still in prison? Have you forgotten that innocent IPOB family members are still in jail? Why are they in prison? I have not forgotten Jubril. I'm coming to him. I want to build a case to let the world know how evil and wicked Nigeria is. And why they did what they did with Jubril when Buhari died. We are building a case against them. Did the court say that Dasuki should be freed on bail? Yes. Did the court say that El Zagzagi and the wife should be freed on bail? The answer is yes. Now ask yourself this question. What are all the judges in Nigeria doing? Why haven't they gone on strike to say, if you cannot obey simple court order, our job is meaningless? But no, they will run to John Soho, that most corrupt of all the corrupt judges in the zoo, to go and buy another ex parte motion. I'm coming to that because I will demolish it. This is going to be a very long program. You know, we are blacks. We don't concentrate for long. I remember when I was small, they were trying to teach us how to read. Mrs. Akpame God bless her wherever she is. I keep saying, talk about her all the time. We have a reader. You know, you have to read as a child. And if you ask somebody, read your reader for me, will say, do you remember? John is Kutun Kwamiri Sibalegu, the teacher is Lela independently Sibotolo. Have you read about that before? Did you hear about it? Maybe you people are too young then. That's the read, that's how we read. If there is no picture, we will not read. So bear with me. This is a marathon program. I've sat down in one place for 8 hours before broadcasting. You must bear with me tonight, because we must preach this very gospel. The only thing I will do is I will, you know, for 4 years I've not been training very well. So if you get me something to drink, I will very much appreciate it as we proceed. You know, here we don't hide anything. We are IPOB. Everything is open. Everything is out in the open. I have no secret. Dasuki and Esaksa are still in jail. They must be released. They never took them to Binta and Yako. None the them by Justice Kola Wale, Justice Ademola. These are good judges in Nigeria, I'm telling you. They will not take them to these judges. Because when Binta and Yako gives you bail, Binta and Yako will tell the people that he has bail. Don't go near his house, so don't do anything. But of course, they defied her. They came to kill me. Because they didn't want to take my men to Abuja. I promised them I was going to bring 2 million men. And they know I would do it. Instead, they chose to come to kill me. When some reporters that are writing for Tinubu Nation newspaper, when they report it, you wouldn't know. You would say, oh, Namdekani, where is he? Did he jump bail? Tinubu's newspaper will not tell you that the army came to kill me and kill 28 people in the process. No, they won't tell you that. And they want me to be in the same country with them. Hypocrites and liars. Evil people. Some people shouldn't practice journalism in Nigeria, honestly. Do you see how evil the politicians are? That is how some journalists are. They see the truth and they twist it upside down because they are evil. Or because they don't want to be afraid to be free. Because of my case, as I said earlier, Justice Binta Nyako is under the radar and being watched. Any right-thinking person will know that I'm without fear before my enemies. I broke army cordon time and time again. Until Ohaneze and a few people that call themselves Igbo leaders, I mentioned their names later, plotted with this zoo to come and assassinate me. Until today, I remain convinced that somehow maybe they notified the British government. I don't know. But I will find out eventually. I will find out. They killed 28 of my men. 28 of them. I remember what the mayor of Gumi said today. I think he's a retired justice, isn't it? This is what he said. Refusal to obey a court order is another form of corruption. Noting that government must exemplify the change it promised before expecting citizens to follow suit. A court of law, a separate arm of government said Dasuki should be set free. IPOB family members to be set free. Zagzagi to be set free. Somebody in DSS said no. Bring Dasuki here. And you claim you are in a democracy? You want to go and vote next year? Are you not stupid? Are you not stupid, I ask you? What are the benefits of a democracy if when the ruling or the judgment of a court cannot be obeyed by those that occupy Asorok? And all you want to do is to be busying yourself running around. Where's your PVC? Go and vote. We need to vote them out. Those that voted them in should go and vote them out. You've been voting for how many years now? Do not vote February of 2019. Believe you me, your lives will change for the better. Just one day, you take back control of your life that you will not understand. Criminal judgment ideologies are like John Tosa and Kafrati that are busy working for the corrupt government who are hell-bent on subverting the course of justice. Next week, I'll read out to you what the appeal court said about Justice John Tosa. You know, he lied in my case. Appeal court judges shredded him. Completely and totally. He should not be sitting as a judge. It's because Abba Kyari and the cabal, they're the ones that brought him from Ikeja to Abuja to try my case. The most corrupt judge in the history of judiciary in the zoo, John Tosa. We must continue. A judge who cannot interpret very simple rules. He wants Abaribe to be tried with my very good friend, Femi Fani Kayode. Nigeria judiciary is evil. Any court you go to, the court will ask you a very simple question. Who asked the army to invade Nnamdi Kanu's home and kill people? But you see, they're in the zoo, they're in Nigeria, they're animals. They don't reason very well, you see. They don't reason. You know, they sit down and they hatch one plan. If you do this, IPOB will fall. If you do this, you might get Nnamdi Kanu. And they give the idiot money. They give them money. And they give some to John Tosa and say, please sign always ex parte in the judges' chambers. Why don't you come to an open court to argue it? Because you know you have no jurisdiction. You have no legs to stand on. A corrupt dark soul from Africa. Evil man, John Tosa. You hide in your office and you scribble something. It's ex parte. And the idiots that write for some Yoruba newspapers will be jumping up and down. I feel sorry for the black man. The way he reasons. Very, very distressing, I tell you. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you wherever you are. Here we preach the truth. Is everything okay at all? Is everything okay? We must continue. You even have Sani Abacha Road in Iguacha. Chineke Manemebe. Oh dear me. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Sani Abacha Road. Unbelievable. Incredible. And today, is there anybody else that remember that today was the day they killed Kensa Rawiwa? I don't think so. I hope our signals are going out. Everything is okay. Is that correct? We are on top. The zoo are lying that they shut us down. I'm educated. How can you ever stop Radio Biafra? It's impossible. Who is the bastard who can stop Radio Biafra? It's not quite. We are unorthodox here. Some people say to me, you must speak like a head of state. And I said, no. The zoo is in the gutter. I climb into the gutter to fight them inside the sewage. If they climb into dustbin, I fall them into the dustbin. And I fight them, then I defeat them. They are not ashamed of themselves. Look at the idiots talking. Oh, soldiers came for him and he ran. How many soldiers, how many rifles? If I have the same number of guns, I will take the entire zoo. I'll bring it down. For your information. The zoo is in trouble because I'm here. And they know it. They know they're in very serious trouble. Very serious trouble. We must continue. I will not bother to go into the nitty-gritty of the suit, the so-called mandamus. I will disgrace Tosa until they sack him as a judge in the zoo. I will shred him to pieces. The whole world listen to Radio Biafra. I said the whole world, everybody listens. The government of Israel and every other government in the world, because they know I preach the truth. They know what I tell them is the truth. But we must continue. Ebonyi State is live. They're saying we are live in Ebonyi State. Who is the zoo to stop Radio Biafra? They're drunk. Look at Okorocha and all of APC. We must talk. Everyone is an if I talk, this will happen. If I talk, ask Okorocha and those the saying, if I talk, and Governor Musa, ask them, what is it you want to say? Is it not that Jibril is not Buhari? That's what I want to say. Do you see how the zoo works? Okorocha is hoping to leverage on the fact that he knows Buhari is dead to blackmail APC to make his son-in-law the governor. When Oshomole said, no, I will not do it, he said, if you push me, I will talk. Oh. That is the zoo for you. And when I call them a zoo, they start getting upset. I am the only person that had the guts to tell the whole world. I was in my father's compound when I said it. That Jubril is fake. I said it before anybody else knew. I know his name. I know what he does. I know the day they recruited him. Sometimes they wonder how I know. I cannot run a worldwide organization without having people in Asoro that give me information. That means I'm stupid. I have people inside Asoro that give me information. If they don't know, let me tell them now. The day Buhari died, I know. Do you know that Buhari's aircraft made a stopover in Casablanca to pick up a life support machine? You don't know that, but I'm telling you now. Go and look at the log of Buhari's flight when it left the zoo. Ask them, they will tell you. They left the zoo on around the 17th or 18th, in fact on the 18th. I was in court on the 17th, he saw me, he collapsed and he died. Just merely looking at me, Buhari won. That he would die and he died. They made a stopover in Casablanca in Morocco to pick up a life support machine because the dullard of Daura stopped breathing. By the time he got to London, he was virtually declared brain dead. I have all the facts and figures, and I'm giving it to you tonight. Only me could have said it. The case of Jubril is an international conspiracy of immense proportions. Even Igbo politicians are among them. Igbo, Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa. Do you know what they said? Okay, if we agree that Jubril is not Buhari, Nnamdi Kanu would have won. The zoo will collapse and Biafra will come. That's why they said, no, let's not give him the credit. But Elohim sent me, not man. Elohim said I should come and I came. That light may come where once there was darkness. That is why we do what we do. Without fear before anybody. If zoo was strong, why didn't they come one after the other? Than sending a platoon of soldiers and armored tanks, Air Force jets to come to my house to bomb me. Cowards they are. We must continue. Sultan of Sokoto, Bukola Saraki, Rochas Okora Wosa, all of them can testify that Buhari is long dead and replaced by that thing from Sudan. This is an open season of blackmail. We shall go through some of them now. Olusola, okay, you know him. He's an APC chieftain from Ondo State. Is there anybody from Ondo State who doesn't know Olusola, okay? You know him. APC should not force me to talk, oh. That's what he's saying. Talk about what? Are you going to talk about NEPA? Electricity or is it water? Or is it about Ajokuta steel mill? What are you going to talk about? If not Jibril. Rogers Okorocha said, if I talk, Asoro could be burnt down by Nigerians. Why is it that we have journalists who prefer to write junk rather than going to Okorocha and asking him, do a bit of investigative journalism. What is that thing that you, what is it that you want to say that will make us go and burn down Asoro? And Okorocha will tell you that Jibril is not Buhari. You know Governor Mosu of Lagos State. If APC pushes me, I will talk. Go and ask these three people what they mean by that, and then they will tell you that Buhari is long dead and Jubril is an imposter from Sudan. I gave some of you assignment last week to do. I read on social media, even on Hafia is on 102. 0.1 this evening. The whole world is vibrating. But they went and paid some newspaper to write rubbish. We have What they say? We have harvested. Let me ask. We have harvested. We have harvested radio Biafra frequencies. Lena Boki. I'm a Biafran. I am Igbo. I am intelligent, more than all of you put together. So how do you think you can defeat me? It's not possible. You must know that. All the consultants you've been hiring all over the world, have they made any dent on what we are doing? The answer is no. So that should tell you something. I gave an assignment last week and very few people did it. This evening, in fact, I was so impressed by the accuracy of one of you that conducted a very detailed research into Jibril. We are going to go through it tonight. Don't go, I've not had any sip of water. I don't expect anybody to get bored. Are you people bored?
No, sir.
Right on. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I must preach this very gospel. I have to. Buhari collapsed during my court case on the 17th of January 2017. Who got Johannes going to ask them? Elohim sent me a message. I was in prison. Eliguez Yemozi. I said I must tell Buhari to let my people go. And we sent that message to him. Do you know what Elohim told me? That if Buhari hears my message, he will go deaf, dumb, he will collapse, he will never wake up again. I want to tell you this. I sent the message to Buhari. And he got it. He collapsed. He was rushed immediately to London via Casablanca in Morocco. His presidential jet made a stopover. You know, they're so stupid. They don't know that every flight has a log. How do you think I found out Buhari was in Saudi Arabia? The presidential jet left London to Saudi Arabia. Oburos, Robert Yosu. Osu Buhari. They don't know who they're playing with. I see things many years ahead before it happens. People say I'm a prophet. That's what I do. We must preach this gospel. In Casablanca, go and check the log of the presidential jet that Buhari took out of the zoo on the 17th/18th of January. They picked up a life support machine in Casablanca. Buhari was put on a life support machine inside the presidential aircraft and flown to London. He got to London, he underwent brain surgery to remove a tumor and release the pressure on his brain. The surgery they were claiming was partly successful, but Buhari was too weak and was declared brain dead on the 20th of January, 2017. I give you timeline and date. Where they are now, they are suffering from severe cold. Their bodies are shaking. I don't want to tell them if I have informants in the UK, but I want to tell the combination of DSS, intelligence agency in the zoo, everything you have in the zoo, you are not up to one IPOB intelligence officer. Not one. All of you put together. Their wall must collapse tonight. The wall of fraud and deception. Buhari died. But to avoid the onset of rigor mortis, for those of you who are into medical sciences, to avoid the onset of rigor mortis, he was placed still in an oxygen tent, life support machine. The doctors did all they could to revive him, but nothing came of it. There was a picture taken of an emergency meeting of northern governors where El-Rufai, that midget, that rabbit, was presiding. But look at their faces. It's an assignment, because if I give you everything, man, this COG, all we do is to consume. We don't manufacture anything. I want some of you to go and do some research. Go and look for that picture. We are El-Rufai and all the northern governors. We are looking as if all their mothers died at the same time. We must continue. On the 27th of January, the life support machine was switched off and Muhammadu Buhari was pronounced dead. His corpse, Ozuya, was flown to Saudi Arabia on the 28th of January, 2017, for internment. Do you doubt me? Ask your zoo. Please give us the log. You know that aircraft that was parked in London, in Luton Airport, for how many months? Please, when it took off, where did it log it was going to? Now, they will tell you Saudi Arabia. On the presidential jet. They don't know who we are. On the 28th, the flight took off from Luton Airport with Buhari's dead body on board. The work to bring Buhari's replacement started immediately, and I will tell you why. I said it before and I will tell you now. Which was why they filed a case in the court against him. My good friend Fanny Kayode. He's an essayist, so he writes very brilliant articles. You know he's learned. Very brilliant articles he writes. He wrote about the curse upon Fulani. Anytime they go into Aso Rock, they must die. You know that Yar'Adua died in Aso Rock. And so did Buhari. I don't want to say anything about what's his name? What's the name of the next Fulani man contesting? What's his name again? Atiku Abubakar. He should be very careful. We must proceed. The work to replace Buhari started almost immediately. A few senior APC members were taken into confidence and informed about the switch from Buhari to Jibril. Those months of silence was when they were undergoing extensive tests and plastic surgery. They recruited four people. Madanoka Uruku, four. To test and see if they can behave like Buhari. Or if the face can be molded to look like Buhari. Because they were determined not to relinquish power. Go and ask every heavyweight politician in Yoruba land. In Igbo land, in Hausa land, they will tell you in Fulani. Controlled territories, because there's nothing like Hausa. Hausa, it doesn't exist anymore. They only have language. Fulani is there. Fulani controls them. There's nothing like Hausa. So I say Fulani. In Fulani controlled areas, go and ask them. Ask each and every one of them. They knew. Some were paid hush money to keep quiet. Do you remember when Aisha came back from Saudi Arabia and they asked her at Abuja Airport, where are you coming from? She said, I went to perform a lesser Hajj in Saudi Arabia. That was when she was coming, returning from her husband's funeral. It's all there. Look at their faces. She should have worn black. But they wanted to disguise everything. So none of you will be the wiser. None of you will be. Because they will say, after all, You're Nigerians, which means you're animals in a zoo. You don't know anything. So why bother? Why bother telling you? Aisha went to Saudi Arabia to bury her husband. She claimed she went for a lesser Hajj. Remember when they said Aisha was being barred by Maman Daura and Abba Kyari from seeing Buhari? You remember all those Mickey Mouse stories we are told? That was when they were preparing the double. Jibril was being prepared to be paid $250 million cash to impersonate Buhari. But when he came, now they want him to contest again. In June, July, a carefully choreographed drama of Buhari starting to receive visitors in London was played out on Channels TV. You know, it's an APC television. When PDP was there, the number one TV station was AIT. You know, they all have their TV stations. Now, PDP is no longer there. Owuj is in the AIT. The big boss now is Channels TV. Because their people are in power. You see how the zoo works. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. They claim Buhari is now seeing visitors. How can you see visitors if you cannot talk? Remember all those times, Buhari never, Jubril never said a word because they were still training him on his voice coaching. They were still trying to perfect the vocal cords in his throat so he can sound authentic like Buhari. Oh, he's having visitors. That was when they were testing your stupidity as a Nigerian to see if you catch on. But when you go to university for 1 year out of 5 years and you graduate, this is the result now. When they bring an imposter, you won't know. All those strikes, that is what it does. It damages your brain and your ability to reason. You can't think very well. There was no video. They kept photoshopping some photographs of Buhari look-alike. They bring Jibril. They were testing you to see if you can tell the difference. As soon as the stupidity of the zoo got hold of everybody, they decided to bring Jibril home. No public meetings. This Jibril they brought became more vicious and evil than even the Buhari that he replaced. As soon as I said, this is Jibril, they sent the army to come to kill me. But Justice John Tozo, being the idiot that he is, being the very evil, wicked man that he is, corrupt and inept, he never, you know, when you say somebody jumped bail, the next thing to ask is, why? But you see Nigeria, they don't ask why. Because there are some newspapers in Lagos, Yoruba papers in Lagos, that will help them to sell the news. They call it the narrative. In the Nagahu school, Nasubeke, narrative. Do you see how silly and useless Nigeria is? Do you see why we want Biafra? We must proceed. When Fanny Kayode gave a private interview alleging that Buhari has a look-alike in Jibril from Sudan, they threatened AIT. They said to AIT, if you dare air that very video, we will show you. AIT being an African TV station staffed by Africans who are naturally cowards and cannot stand up to fight evil, they succumbed. Go and ask Ango Abdullahi, as mad as he is, did he not say that thing there doesn't look like Buhari? Ango Abdullahi, go and ask him. Even the attack on my house backfired. They wheeled out Ojo Zokalo to say things about me that he ought not to have said because they were lies. When the world started asking questions, everybody was asking questions as a result of what I said, it became very clear that this Jibril is 15 years younger. What is even 15 years? Almost 25 years younger than Buhari. Look at Buhari's hands before and look at the hands of Jibril. That tells you all you need to know. All of a sudden, Buhari that was so tall became shorter. Buhari swam one overnight. And if you ask, I want to go and vote. Have you gotten your PVC? But the person you are planning to vote for is not Buhari. Can't you reason? I'm sorry, some of you can't because you are from Africa. Black from Africa. Absolutely useless. Look at his ear. Everybody go and get Buhari's picture now. Look at the ear from Buhari's old pictures. Go and look at it. And then look at the ear of Jibril. And tell me if Abba Kyari is not making a mess and a fool of everybody. This one is now darker. All of a sudden, no more chemotherapy. You know when you undergo chemotherapy, your hair always fall off. This one, there is no problem. His hair is intact. His nose is now looking like an Arab man. Look at his nose very well. Is that the nose of Buhari? Maybe they may change it between now and Tuesday. They may call in an emergency surgeon or use plasticine. You know, those people that do special effects for Hollywood filmmakers. When he came back, they said a rat infested his office. He couldn't get in because his fingerprint was no longer working. It's a safe place. You remember what happened to Babangida at Dodan Barracks with Gideon Orka? That was how they designed Aso Rock. Babangida was the first person to move to Abuja. So he designed Aso Rock so that what happened to him with Gideon Orka will not happen again. That nobody can just access his office unless he buses you in. So they built it in such a way that it will scan your finger, your fingerprint, read it, and then let you in if you're the president. They came back now without planning ahead, and the door would not open. They lied to you and told you it was rat or mice infestation. And all of you, as usual, you bought it. They spent nearly 3 months trying to change because it's like, it's a blast proof. It's like a bank vault. Imagine a proper, not the type of vault you have in the zoo. I mean a proper bank vault. Imagine it. They had it replicated inside Aso Rock. So that no bomb, bullet, anything can penetrate through the walls. They had to change everything when they brought in Jibril. That was exactly what happened. Do all of you remember when Zara used to tweet and post from inside Aso Rock? Has that been happening? All of a sudden? The army is now powerful and extremely dumb because it is Abba Kyari's plan with that midget in Kaduna, El-Rufai, to expand Islam and finish Buhari's work for him. The United Kingdom government and the USA, they know the truth. They know the truth. And I'm sure they must have used it to negotiate very lucrative economic deals with the Kaaba. In order to satisfy external interest and embezzle more money by the cabal, that is why the zoo is economy is so low and now the poverty capital of the world. They are using all the money from the budget to settle all the people that know that Buhari is dead. That's why they cannot do anything. I hope it's now flowing. Are you following what I'm saying? The headquarters of poverty is now the zoo, according to the Global Rating Index. Do you think the cabal is interested in improving the economy of the zoo? They are like Yahoo boys, or a bunch of kidnappers. They've kidnapped the entire economy. That is why your children cannot find any meaningful job once they graduate. Since Jibril, this fake Buhari, entered, which major project is going on in the zoo? You only hear of promises and lies upon lies. Whoever brought a Sudanese man and made him to undergo plastic surgery in London and unleashed him on the dumbest and most cowardly population on earth is an evil man. Even during the height of colonialism, such evil could not have been perpetrated. If Abba Kyari and his gang had chosen another Fulani man, perhaps it wouldn't be a major problem. But they went all the way to Sudan to pick somebody to impersonate Buhari. This is the height of deceit. This is the highest form of evil. All of you have suddenly forgotten that Queen, Her Britannic Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, sent a message of condolence to the family of Muhammadu Buhari and the people of Nigeria. Fact. This was widely reported, but those that wanted to hold on to power at all costs refused to hand over to Sibajo. They were blaming Obasanjo. saying, or Obasanjo did the same thing to them with Yar'Adua, that he's doing the same thing again to them now with Buhari. So they won't agree. Go and ask Atiku Abubakar, the PDP presidential candidate. Ask him. Tell him, ask him in the name of Allah. Is that person there, Buhari, or not? And then you'll get the answer from him. Everybody knows that a doormat has more value than the position of a vice president. We all know that. That Jonathan got there was sheer luck. Nothing more, nothing less. Fulani Caliphate will consistently overshadow and overrule you. The message from Queen Elizabeth got a lot of people thinking. Do you remember that Africa Union held a meeting in Addis Ababa on the 2nd of February of 2017? Is that true or false? It's true, isn't it? Now, they held a minute silence for somebody during that meeting. Who was that minute silence for? For who? They don't know that the Africa Union, they have authenticated minutes of their meeting. And it is there till tomorrow morning. Maybe they may go tonight and have announced it to go and pay them to erase it. But we know that the AU held a minute silence for Buhari. Remember the picture of a lifeless and a dead Buhari in London Hospital. I'm sure some of you have seen it. That was before the rigor mortis set in London. That picture confirms, of course, beyond every doubt, that Buhari is dead. Even people within the Zoo presidency, they know that he's dead. But they're all pretending. They're all pretending. The log of the presidential jet confirms everything that I've told you. The amount of fraud going on in Aso Rock is not just the fake Buhari. Fraudulently fabricated certificates. They fabricate. Jibril Aminu Al-Sudani is an impostor. He is not a Nigerian. Neither does he come from West Africa. All they know is to forge and to fabricate. Okorocha knows. One day he will speak the truth. The truth must be told on Radio Biafra. Because Abba Kyari and his co-conspirators have taken 180 million people for a ride. If you are looking for any confirmation that we black Africans are daft and foolish, the issue of Jibril is all there is to confirm that. Buhari is dead. The younger looking certificate forging imposter in Aso Rock is a Sudanese. Brought in to pretend to Buhari. Had Abba Kyari taken the hint and declined to field Jibril for the 2019 elections, perhaps they would have gotten away with it. But they grew very greedy. You know greed. They say absolute power corrupts absolutely. So they felt they could get away with it. That is why they even had the affront to feel the fraud. Abba Kyari and the Zoo will go down with Jibril. Sultan of Sokoto is part of it. This satanic cabal that imported Jibril to rule over you, a Sudanese man. You did not vote for him. And some of you are idiotically thinking of going to vote for him next year. I don't know who created black people, honestly. They must ask themselves this question. Why did Queen Elizabeth write a condolence letter if Buhari wasn't dead? They said the death of Buhari came to them as a shock. The Queen wrote it. They have denied everything because they are liars. Do you remember Dora Akunyili? Without Dora Akunyili speaking up, the same thing they are doing now with Jubri, they could have done with Yaradua. But Dora Akunyili, an Igbo woman, spoke up. Although they killed her, they poisoned her in the process. She died, yes. But Dora Akunyili made Jonathan's presidency possible. There was no Dora Akunyili in APC cabinet. That was why they managed to smuggle in Jubril. If they had an Igbo person in Buhari's cabinet, he or she would have stood up to say this is evil. Give powers to Osibajo. That reminds me of what happened immediately after Tiwa Danjuma killed Agu Ironsi. There was a Yoruba man called Brigadier Ogundipe. Brigadier Ogundipe was the highest ranking soldier after Ironsi, if I'm not mistaken. And it fell to him to assume command of the Nigerian Armed Forces and by virtue become head of state. An Hausa Fulani recruit took Mark IV into his office. And Ogundipe fled. He signed over to the north. That was how Gowon became the head of state. Had Ogundipe said, no, I will be the head of state, there wouldn't have been any civil war. There wouldn't have been any Biafra-Nigeria war. This is raw history that I'm giving to you. Some of the Yoruba people in APC, they didn't do what Dora Akunyili did. These are some of the intrigues that Nigerians are not aware of. They're not aware of it. And that is very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are here to make sure that we preach this very gospel, that the world may know that Chukwu Abiyama asked us to come. We must preach it. We must preach it. If you know Jubril where he is, look at his ears. That will tell you all you need to know. Go and bring Buhari's former pictures and compare it with the Jubril that you have in front of you. And then you will understand what is happening. You will come to appreciate what Radio Biafra is doing. Go and tell your people not to vote next year. Because the person you're planning to, whose name is on the ballot paper, is not a Nigerian. He is from Sudan. That is a fact. Some of you may remember that Prince Charles came, didn't he? To the zoo. Did he not come to the zoo? Do you know that diplomatic protocol demands that if a visiting dignitary is coming with the wife, you, the recipient or the host, must also present your wife. Are you aware of that? Why is it that Prince Charles was at Asa Rock with the Duchess of Cornwall? Is that correct? Camilla Parker-Bowles. Sorry. Camilla now Windsor, I'm sure. Did you see Aisha anywhere around there? But when Prince Charles went to Ghana to go and see the king, you know where he was sitting and the king was on his throne or his stool, I don't know what they call it. Did you not see the wife, the queen, speaking to Camilla Parker-Bowles or speaking to the Duchess of Cornwall? Did you not see it? Where was Aisha during the visit of Prince Charles and Duchess of Cornwall? These are the little things that you need to look at. It's like being a detective. Very simple things that should ring a bell. But none of you is aware of that. All of a sudden, Bukola Saraki is now taller than the president, when that wasn't the case before. At least they were the same height. Or Buhari was slightly taller than Saraki. At least the same height. All of a sudden, Saraki is now taller than Buhari. Huh? Is it, what about America? America Wonder? It's a miracle. A very big miracle. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But we must continue. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you're listening to us from on this very planet, it is a privilege, because here we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I have not done anything to the zoo, but they have come to kill me. They came to kill me and they couldn't. They turned around to say that I ran away from their country. Do you see how foolish they are? So when Tinubu ran away, being pursued by a bat, I didn't run away. You know, Yoruba media. He didn't. No, Soyinka did not run away. No. General Akinrade did not run away. He's a general, though. But he ran away to London. And US. No, he didn't. But because Nnamdi Kanu is fighting for Biafra, so let us make a mockery of anything he does. Ema na ndi amuru na Lagos. News ije. Makwa emebri hugu sef ufa nime. I feel sorry for them. Let me not go further. We must continue. The Queen wrote a message of condolence to Buhari and to Nigerian people. Today they are pretending they never saw it. And now they have placed on the ballot paper somebody who shouldn't be there. Somebody who shouldn't be there. Prince Charles came. There was no Aisha. They know that international protocol, courtesy, niceties, just name it, dictates. Once the head of state is coming with the wife for a photo op, it's called, the wife of the host must be there. Aisha was nowhere to be found. Now is the time to start asking questions. I'm telling Nigerians that you call yourselves to start asking questions, because I'm not a Nigerian. Although some people chose to misread Abaribe's alleged letter to the Israeli embassy in Abuja. He said, this is our citizen. I can't remember anymore. I am a Biafran, not a Nigerian. God forbid. Britain cannot say they know nothing about this. The Archbishop of Canterbury was wheeled out. The Archbishop of Canterbury allowed the Anglican Church to be used to rubber stamp what is in essence an international fraud. Archbishop of Canterbury was Buhari's friend when they were stealing oil in the 70s and 80s. Archbishop of Canterbury. They used him to authenticate this fraud. I'm sure Chukwuka Kabiama will be upset about it. That Nigeria has a very bad reputation for fraud. But what has happened with the imposition of Jibril is the greatest fraud in human history. If the Anglican Church at the highest level is involved in this fraud, there is no way that the British government will not know about it. A modern, democratic, civilized country like Britain should not be a party to a fraud like this. It is not good for their reputation. Of course, Britain is well aware that we black people are a bit fake and slightly dumb. Very gullible and not too bright. Ezekiel Weber, the truth. Britain is the creator and the proxy ruler of Nigeria, the great zoo in Africa. I ask, is it not the duty of Britain to at least put a largely ignorant population on the path of the straight and narrow? Buhari is dead. What suddenly changed about Buhari's health? Buhari was in a vegetative state. Suddenly, no more hospital. 15 years younger and 8 inches shorter. Till this evening here in Israel, Buhari cannot speak indigenous Fulani language. that Buhari spoke fluently. Biko no kwu fo bu kan na ryo Jibril, take away your cap, let us see. He refused. Take a picture in his suit. He refused. But he cannot cover his ears. Can he wear that veil they wear? Come one in the Alakobane. Can he wear it? Boka, can he wear hijab? Maybe he wear hijab to cover his ears. However you look at it, the truth is that Jibril, I'm telling APC tonight, Jibril cannot contest elections next year. APC must know this. He cannot contest. Not only is he a fraud, academically or one certificate, he cannot contest. There is no certificate. He cannot contest. But how did Buhari even manage to contest with that certificate in the first place? You have a law. You made a law. INEC made a law to say, if you don't have these certificates, you will not contest. But in the case of Buhari, they lied and lied and lied. Instead of them to capture Buhari and jail him for perjury, for deception and for fraud, they voted him as the... Hell! He said he was with the army. The army said, we don't have a certificate. Are you sure that people in that... Those we see, are they human beings? Huh? Are you sure they're human beings? Huh? Hi. There is something seriously wrong with black people. Seriously wrong. And I'm sorry to say this. Seriously wrong. We will be the first to complain about racism. But there is nothing about the way we reason that portrays us as humans, to be honest with you. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Buhari is dead. Jibril has been brought in to replace him. Even without certificates, some people are contemplating allowing him to contest. Unbelievable. Chineke na mele ndi ndu ebere. I can't believe this. Jibril cannot contest. He is not academically qualified because he has no certificate as required by INEC. There is something about a requirement in law which cannot be circumvented. Nigerians were hoodwinked, bamboozled into accepting Buhari's candidature for APC because Obama wanted it. Obama wanted a Muslim in power in Nigeria. And mind you know that all the oil licenses were coming up for renewal. They wanted somebody that will renew their oil concessions for them. And they don't want reasonable, sensible people surrounding Jonathan and telling him this is not good for you. That is not good for you. PDP and other parties don't want to push this very case because they know once Nnamdi Kanu forces the removal of Jibril, that Nigeria will collapse and Biafra will come. They don't want that. Iwanyanwo doesn't want it. Nnamdi Kanu doesn't want it. ABC Nwosu doesn't want it. Ndieko Nakabia IJD. They want to provoke me. Later they will say, oh, I don't respect this. If you behave like an idiot, I can't respect you. I respect Professor Ben Nwabeze. I respect Archbishop Obinna. And Ikwenwa, I respect Archbishop Emeritus. I respect. Chief Mrs. Maria Okwari, I respect honorable people, not scavengers running to Abuja talking nonsense. Enako Inyong, an ex-minister, you are still scavenging till this day. Yana Emunu, you have no shame. You come out and say you're a bully. They are holding meetings in Abuja and Lagos against me. That nobody should listen to me, that Igbos are going to vote. In return, as Rochas just did, so that their children can be ministers. We'll get to them later. However way you look at it, whichever way you look at it, Jibril cannot contest. If Jibril contests, then I know that Nigerians are lower than even wild animals in the Serengeti. He is not qualified, number one. Number two, Buhari is dead. And Jibril is there. Certificate forgery is an offense under the law in the zoo. Jibril must be prosecuted. You see how clever they are. Every security agency is staffed by one illiterate Fulani man. They know what they're doing. I hope it's the DSS or police that will go and arrest Jibril. He's a Fulani man now. Abba Kyari will be there. Monguno will be there. Dan Ali Monso. These are all Fulani people. Fulani throughout. They will all be there. And who are you going to arrest? You know, there's something they say, a man pass man. They can arrest anybody else, but not their own. How many times have EFCC arrested a northerner? A northern governor? Is it not Who was the one that took $5 million bribe? Is it Ganduja, whatever they call him? Has he been invited by EFCC? Yeah? Before he left office, they invited him. This one took bribe on video. Dollars. Has he been invited by EFCC? The answer is no. And an idiotic person somewhere beside me, Nigerian. I'm a proud Nigerian. I feel sorry for you. A vulture is better than you. I'm a proud Nigerian. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Jubilee cannot run. Sometimes I even think that the certificate saga was engineered to deflect my attention away from running this expose on Jibril. If that was their plan, I can assure them that they have failed woefully. Nigeria is an evil entity. Everything about Nigeria is evil. Nigerians are themselves evil. The judiciary is a greater evil. And the governance in the zoo is the worst form of evil ever known to any human being. Nigeria should not exist. It shouldn't. The political class in the zoo, be they Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa, that's not like Hausa, Fulani, because Fulani conquered Hausa and they cease to exist. I don't count them in the scheme of things. The political class in the zoo, Nigeria, is a group of finely selected, voracious criminals. Intent on stealing. Intent on impoverishing the lives of the masses. They have no conscience, no regard for human life. In the zoo, Nigeria, you will come to the realization that there is something deeply evil about black people. Nigeria epitomizes everything that is bad in a black person. Nothing is done the proper way. They visit civilized countries, they come back more foolish than when they left. Nigeria will go down in history as the greatest mistake that Britain ever made. The greatest mistake they ever made. Both INEC in Nigeria, WAEC, the West African Examination Council, the judiciary, all are institutions of corruption. In Nigeria, they manufacture corruption. These agencies I've just mentioned must be held accountable for the fraud called Jibril. The fact that INEC accepted nomination papers from APC, fielding a Sudanese man, a fraud, makes INEC an accomplice to fraud and deception. The Fulani Caliphate have ruled Nigeria more than anybody else. And that is why Nigeria is in a mess. You cannot give what you don't have. If you have no class, you don't have it. Money can't buy it for you. A certificateless, cattle-rearing dictator was rehabilitated by Bola Ahmed Tinubu, Atiku, Obasanjo and the rest. and gave him to all of you. Some of you voted for him. You see why I love Biafrans? We see fraud from a mile away. Southeast and South South never voted for him. Biafrans never did. Even Yorubas forgot that Biafrans voted for Abiola. We see what others cannot see. I wish one day that envy and jealousy can let them appreciate how blessed the Biafrans are. There is no need talking about fight against corruption when the imposter in Aso Rock is corruption personified. Corruption. The world knows Jibril is not Buhari. The zoo Nigeria is a fraudulent country full of fake people with fake promises. Remember Abacha's Constituent Assembly? To Obasanjo's reform, whatever he called it, conference. To Jonathan's confab. Have you ever asked yourself why nothing ever happened to any of these fanciful get-together? Because the same oil-dependent, lazy allocation, sharing, northern cabal are the ones that made sure that none of these reports saw the light of day. Because within each and every one of them is a provision for autonomy. They don't want it. They know if Nigeria were to be split into regions the way it were before, that we in the East will make them look very bad. So what they did is to dump down everybody. So we sink low to the Almajiri level. We no longer reason properly. All we care about is 1,000 naira for our PVC so we can go and vote. Just 1,000 naira. If you do very well, you get 4,000 naira. People no longer reason. Because Nigerians now reason more or less like Almajiris. They don't think properly anymore. People who are so lazy, I'm talking about Nigeria, that they base their entire future on oil and gas proceeds from Biafra land. I'm not blaming anybody. The British, our creator, the creator of Nigeria. I say our because they lumped Biafra into Nigeria. Placed them in a very good position. When you give an illiterate control over money with political power and military might, there's only one likely outcome. Disaster. Disaster, absolute disaster. That's what we have in the zoo. Do you know that Buhari never completed any school program? Some of you don't know this, but I'll tell you. Or any course in his life. Just imagine how he made it to the rank of a major general. Just because he's Fulani, beloved of the British. APC said they will restructure Nigeria. What happened when they got into office? It's even in their manifesto. Today they have turned around 360 degrees to unleash the most criminally violent regime in Nigeria's history. If you think Atiku will restructure Nigeria, then you're even more stupid than Abba Kyari that thought he can get away with planting Jibril. Because nothing will happen. Do you know they control the Senate and the House of Reps? Any change you vote for must go through the House of Reps and Senate, where they have inbuilt majority. So we should stop dreaming and join IPOB to boycott elections if you want instant results. The only restructuring that Nigeria has ever undertaken is to restructure Jibril's face to make him look like Buhari. That's the only restructure they have done. They restructure his face so he can look like Buhari. The truth is that, do you see the Fulani you're seeing to talk about one Nigeria? We must live together as brothers and sisters. The Fulani people never believed in one Nigeria. In case you get ready to play that clip from me, from Ahmadu, but I played it in 2015. Or 2014. And Buhari was shouting. Some of you say I don't respect Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe. I want to tell you why I don't respect him. All of us will listen to this clip tonight. And then you will know that there is something wrong, seriously wrong, with how we reason. I want to prove to anybody listening tonight, to everybody I should say, and to anybody for that matter listening tonight, that Fulani people never wanted one Nigeria. I want to prove to you that Fulani people have always hated Igbo people and will hate us forever and ever. You guys go and you already played for me. So that they can listen. The world can listen. And understand what I'm talking about. You're going to hear the voice of Sam Adubelo. I give it to him. He's very intelligent. As a matter of fact, I actually like him. Because he is always, or he was always, defending the interest of the North. To hell with one Nigeria. That's what he was saying. Until Azikiwe came with his useless sense. And when I'm going to buy an Obachi Nketa. Are you ready? Please play him for me, please. That the world may know. That the world may know what we're talking about.
Major talks about killing your premier. Add on top of that the North's general hate of the East. And you can start to get the picture of the sort of tribal tension Nigeria was heading towards.
One thing I've noticed, Premier, while I've been here, is that Northerners seem to have, I might almost call it, obsession about the Igbos. Could you perhaps explain that to me?
Well, the Igbos are more or less the type of people whose desire is mainly to dominate everybody. If they go to a village, to a town, they want to monopolize everything in that area. If you put them in a labor camp as a laborer, within a year they will try to emerge as headman of that camp, and so on. Well, in the past, our people were not alive to their responsibilities. Because you can see from our northernization policy that in 1952, when I came here, there weren't 10 northerners in our civil service here. Then I tried to have it northernized, and now all important posts are being held by northerners.
Is this policy of filling all key posts in the north solely with northerners and not with other Nigerians a temporary or a permanent one?
In actual fact, what it is a northerner first. If you can't get a northerner, then we take an expatriate like yourself on contract. If we can't, then we can employ another Nigerian, but on contract too. This is going to be permanent, I should say, as far as I can foresee, because it will be rather dangerous to see the number of boys we are now turning from all our learning institutions coming out with having no work to do. I'm sure whichever government of the day might be, it will feel rather embarrassed, and it might even lead to bloodshed.
Doesn't this damage the idea, sir, of all people in all regions in Nigeria being fellow citizens of one country?
Well, it might, but new to our region, but how many northerners are employed in the east or in the west? The answer is no. And if there are, there may be 10 laborers employed only in.
I hope it's very clear now. The voice you were hearing there is that of Sam Adubelo. Because of this very interview, a coup was arranged and he was killed. I don't support it. I think the coup was very foolish. Those that planned the coup was very naive. They believed in one Nigeria. But this is a man protecting the interest of his own people. He made it very clear that he does not believe in one Nigeria. He was talking to a white man and saying to a white man, if I don't have a northerner who can do the job, I will give it to a white person. I will not give it to an African person. I will give it to a British man or woman. These are the people you want to be in the same country with. It is their children and their children's children that are killing you today in the army. They are the ones in Boko Haram. They are the ones in Fulani terrorists, Yeti Allah, the headsmen. Do you see the way they reason? Do you see how they think? Nnamdi Azikiwe is well educated. He knew all these things. But the allure and the attraction of being the head of state in this vast wasteland that includes the north was the reason why he agreed to step down for Tafawa Balewa. Or to agree with the fraudulent census that was conducted and used as the basis of allocating seats in the federal house, then in Lagos. How can I listen to such a person and then after that, afterwards, I want to be in the same country with you? I must be foolish. Do you see why I don't like Azikiwe? It's very simple and very practical. This is Radio Biafra. I just played for you a very simple clip that will be with me forever and ever until my dying day. That Britain put me in a country with a group of people that hate me. Do you know why we are suffering today? Because it was Nzogu that killed Ahmadu Bello. Ahmadu Bello said, Igbos are domineering. Understand it very well. And the person that said that Igbos are domineering, you went ahead and killed him. So everybody will say, yeah, that is true. Igbos are domineering. And that's it. And he's stuck till this day. Anytime anybody from Biafra land wants to play this one Nigeria card, they end up getting all of us into trouble. Ironsi did it. He's married to my aunt. He did it. Trying to make Nigeria one. He died in the process. And Nigeria is not one and can never be one. Nzobu did it. They had their coup so Nigeria can be one. Is Nigeria one today? Look at Azikiwe. Is Nigeria one today? Look at all the politics of Ohanaeze, of the Iwuanyanwus, of the Ikemwachukwus, of Masanda. Look at all of them. Appeasement. Appeasing the north. Appeasing the north. Appeasing the north. Jonathan went to campaign in the north and they stoned him. Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed. But ordinary Burata, a cattle herder. I don't know who gave him a gun. Promoted him to lieutenant general. That they blocked, protesters blocked his road. They didn't throw stones at him or anything. He killed over 1,000 people. What does that tell you about Nigeria? What does that tell you about the zoo? The truth is that the Muslim North never wanted one Nigeria. Ahmadu Bello's hatred for the Igbos is well known and documented. He never wanted to be in the same country with Southerners because he said we are domineering. He did not hide his hatred. And this is the man that Tinubu will call the founding fathers. When a founding father of your country is sounding as bigoted as Ahmadu Bello is sounding, why would you want to be in that country? I ask you. Some of you, when it comes, I say south, southeast and south-south people. That want to be part of one Nigeria because you cannot be a Biafran. I want to be part of Nigeria. This is how much they hate you. But you won't listen, will you? Until they behead you. And we come and eat long grain rice and salad at your funeral. That's all. To the credit of Ahmadu Bello and Advantage of the North, this was the man that insisted on regionalism. This man, you just listened to Ahmadu Bello, said, no, we must have our regions. And this was the man that made sure that all the great academic institutions in the north were built. All the factories. Because of that's why I love him. I must be very frank with you. I like Ahmadu Bello. I do. Honestly speaking, he fought for his people. Look at the zoo today. Look at all the northerners claiming one Nigeria. From Atiku to Buhari to all of them, can they provide employment? Can they? The answer is no. They should go back and copy what Sam Adebelo did. And that is to go back to the regions where people become responsible for their own mistakes, not blaming other people. That's why I said I like Ahmadu Bello. I respect him a lot. He loved his people and he fought for them. I wish Azikiwe had done the same thing for us. After all, Awo did the same thing for the West. Nigeria was never one and can never be. Not now, not tomorrow, not in the future. They gave the leadership to Gowon. Gowon created 12 states on May 26th of 1967. That was the day the zoo ended as a progressive society, if ever it was one before then. That marks the beginning of the end of the zoo. Rather than devolving power to the new states, Gowon, that's Gowon, he's now a prayer warrior, a murderer of people. Emana, akwanakawanko, chete chineke, chete Jesus. But I said, I'm married to Jesus. No, not here, akwanakawanko, I'm married to Jesus. Rather than devolve power, Gowon only ended up entrenching power. He thought they loved him. He's a Christian. You know, Fulanis are very smart. You know, the British advised them. They said, give the leadership to a Christian minority so you can kill as many Igbos as possible and nobody will blame you. And that's what Gowon did. Isn't it funny that today the same people are killing Gowon's people, isn't it? They call them headsmen. And Gowon can't say anything about it. Because he is a murderer himself. And he will go to jail. You think we'll leave them? Of course not. Of course not. Nigeria is the greatest zoo that the British ever created. And Nigeria will never, ever, ever be developed. They will always run a rentier economy. They sell crude oil and gas, and they buy everything they need, including common sense. The level of mutual distrust and hatred, resentment, and angst along the various ethnic fault lines will make the survival of Nigeria virtually impossible. The way Nigeria is today, nobody from the Middle Belt can ever be the president. Do you think that people from Agatu want to live with Fulani headsmen in the same community? I want people to actually reason for once. Those that advised Gowon to create a unitary, natural resource-dependent political order should hang their heads in shame. That the ones advising Atiku did it. Most of them are Igbo advising Atiku. Oh, don't open. Do you believe that these Igbo men are telling Atiku not to open Calabar Seaport? Or Igwacha Seaport? Or Warri Seaport? These are the people you call up. They don't want you to develop. They don't want anything good to come to you. It's only their children. They say, no, they say we are Igbo leaders. And I ask them, since 1970, sir, what have you actually done for us? Just name one thing, apart from Mbakwe. What have you actually done? Of course, and to an extent, maybe you give credit sometime to who credit is due. Of course, Azikiwe insisted that Imo and Anambra then, under Jim Wobod and Mbakwe, must be industrialized, and they did something. I give them that credit. But Mbakwe especially. Mbakwe especially. What has Ohanaeze ever done for you? Name one thing. If not, you can sell your interest to the northerners. Excuse me. Sadly, as Mbadiwe did with Kaduna Airport. I will get to that story later. How Mbadiwe... He sold Kaduna Airport. It was our concession. Kaduna Airport was meant to come to us. He sold it to our Safulani people. That was why they wanted him to be the vice president to Shagari. Shagari refused and picked Ekwueme. Some of you don't know this, but we are telling you. Because they know that if you betray your people, the North will reward you. But eventually they will spit you out. Look at what they're doing to Okurawusa. All of them will come back in shame and disgrace. Uncle is all I can call you. Awasa can never love. And I keep saying Awasa. Fulani can never love you. They hate you with a passion. With a passion. Nobody can fix the zoo. Go on and a succession of poorly educated Fulani soldiers that led Nigeria. Before, they're still leading Nigeria. Today, through hell. Under the leadership of a cloned Sudanese. Nobody can save Nigeria. I want to quote what Patu Tommy, he's a political economist, one of the few people that actually can reason or you can call a genuine intellectual. Patu Tommy said, somehow we're expecting the hand of God to fix things. But count the cost. Patu Tommy said this. Nigeria is the most miserable place to live on the planet right now. He's a one Nigerianist. He's an APC. I will continue. That is the cost, he said. Check any indicator. Nigeria is at the bottom of almost everything. Because a Fulani man is in power. This is what I'm saying, not Patu Tommy, please. Before they send DSS to Ghana, arrest him tomorrow morning. Nigeria is at the bottom of almost everything. There is a prize. Somehow, we joke about everything. We are not surviving. Millions of people are hungry and dying out there. Everywhere in Nigeria is a war zone. If we don't fix this, we are dealing with an existential crisis. Who are you going to speak to? Who? These are the same people. Listen very carefully. I hope some of you know that El-Rufai called Peter Obi a tribal bigot. One chunk of VP or nomination not even voted for yet. You see how they cannot hide their hatred. That for an immediate. That housefly. That rabbit. El-Rufai. Do you see how he targeted Peter Obi? Because of his hatred for Igbo people. El-Rufai hates you. Because he's Fulani. And Fulani will always hate you. Nsogbu they blame for the death of Ahmadu Bello. Because of that. Don't forget Ahmadu Bello comes from a very royal lineage. I'm sure you know that. He's descended from Othman Donfo. Today they say that Nsogbu is from South. But when it comes to hatred, they say Nsogbu is an Igbo man. That's how confused some of us are. Now you can understand what I'm saying. They hate you and they will always hate you. Anybody that is an Igbo person, you are a John, you are a Shekiri, you are a Soko, you are a Fik, you Bibio, and you are in APC. May God may devil punish you, not God, because you are evil. You are an evil person, and it can never be well with you and your family. APC. El-Rufai said that Peter Obi, anybody that knows Peter Obi will know that Peter Obi is a de-tribalized Nigerian. He goes out of his way to please other people. And I don't like it. I don't like pleasing people. I do what will make Biafra to come. I love my people. I love Chukwukika Biam, and after that, my people, Biafra. Every person can go to hell. I don't give a damn. What concerns me is Biafra. Despite everything that P2B is doing to belong, they still don't like him. Because you are in a zoo called Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra. The time now is approximately 9 p.m. in the evening. We are transmitting to the entirety of humanity because we are Radio Biafra. The zoo, they were boasting a while ago. Oh, we have bought all their frequencies. We are live and direct in Akwa Ibom. The whole of Akwa Ibom is saturated. Because Ibibios are the nearest brothers to the Igbo people. I'm sure some of you know that Abreba people are from Ibibio. Do you know that? Abreba is from Ibibio. Are you aware of that? Some of you don't know this. The Ebe you have in my village is from Anang. We wear the same Okwegurugu. We buy our Ebe kit from them. We eat Okazi together. Man, they are not Okazi, my dear man. They are not. They don't eat Okazi. And you will move Chinek, the children of the Most High. Efik and Ibibio are one. When our priests were writing in CBD, in Arochukwu, they were one with Efik people. Ejagam, if you know them. There was a man who come and say, oh no, you are minority. These are the same Fulani people that conquered everybody in the north. Igbos never conquered anybody. Never forced anybody to speak Igbo language. But the Fulani conquered everybody. I was before them. Even conquered some parts of Yoruba land. Ilorin is a Fulani territory. They have an Eme, not an Oba. And that part of Yoruba land will be in occupation forever and ever. They can never get it back. Sometimes I go down on my knees and I praise Chukwukike Abiama that the entire territory of Biafra, there is no established foreign influence. None whatsoever. For that, at least, we must remain very grateful. Don't forget, we have touched on the issue of Jubril. My assignment is very simple. I have asked you to go and look for a part of Jubril that he cannot cover his ear. Go and look for Buhari's pictures. Go and check the ears of Jubril. They are not the same. So he is not Buhari. And can never be. But Nigerians are suckers. Always taken for a ride. What do they know? Nigeria is a global embarrassment and a disgrace. The zoo is. If you say I'm a Nigerian, you are a disgrace. Both to yourself and to humanity. And I'll tell you why. The primitivity of the zoo was displayed. I don't know if some of you have seen the Chinese-made rechargeable lantern in Abuja that Prince Charles was reading his speech with. There was no light. They brought rechargeable lantern. Giant of Africa. Because you could, no, no, rubbish. They only sell oil and gas to buy everything else they need. Rentier economy. Economy of poor, uncivilized people who are incapable of salvation. The zoo at its finest. And I'm a Nigerian, I'm proud. You're a complete idiot. To be proud of Nigeria means you're a fool. No wonder the Europeans came to Africa and harvested us as slaves. Honestly speaking, our stupidity is becoming embarrassing. For 24 hours, there was no light. But tomorrow they'll tell about PVC. Get them, let's vote for them. No, let's vote him out. If we vote him out, there is no Buhari to vote out. So as I'm asking you to boycott the elections. There is no Buhari. Buhari Amungo is dead. Unless you want to go and vote for a Sudanese. Who doesn't even hold your passport. That is how perverse and perverted some of us are. Prince Charles, I'm sure, will go back and tell Theresa May. That nonsense we created in Africa is a big mess. A huge mess. Why don't they want Biafra to stand? Because if Biafra stands as an independent entity today, in 6 months' time, everybody will be begging for visa to come to Biafra land. Oil or no oil, gas or no gas. Because our brains are tuned by heaven. We are blessed from the Most High. You can't take it away from us. You can be as envious as you like, as jealous as you like from now to now. It doesn't take one hair out of my skin. I don't give a damn. We are special. We are Biafrans. Chukwukike Abiama made us neat and clean, very special. The same thing with the state of Israel. Very neat and clean. There is nothing enemies can do. And Biafra is coming. because I am coming. And I will bring hell with me, I assure you. Have I said something before and failed to do it? Biafra must come. They have no choice. They must let us go. And they know it. I'm on Nnamdi Kanu, not any other person. I'm not in Ohanaeze, Ndiara, and Yushu. I don't play zoo politics, all that nonsense they do. I don't do it. I love my people. And we must be free. Whether we like it or not, we'll be free. If you are a Biafra, not that's it. If you are from South South or South East and you want to be, go to Abuja and live there, go to Kaduna or Sokoto. One morning you'll be carrying your Bible and they'll cut off your head. And when you go to hell and you meet Satan, your eyes will be open. And I declare you off more from her. Prince Charles will go back and tell the whole world that the zoo in Nigeria is a joke. No electricity. He was using a rechargeable lantern to do this speech. Remember the American ambassador said, if Nigeria fails, Africa fails. I said to him, if Biafra doesn't come, then there'll be no Africa. And they know it. They say, they talk about their strategic partnership with Nigeria. And I keep asking myself, what's strategic partnership? Is it in the stealing of oil? When I was telling some of you in 2013 that people come to Biafra land and take oil without paying for it, some of it I was joking. Until it was confirmed from NNPC that they have no meter. Anybody can come and take oil and go. Don't you know that? Because Fulani is in charge. Sometimes they don't even know who is who. You take somebody who drives cattle from place to place and place him in charge of human beings. Sometimes you look at you as cattle. You don't know that? They have stolen the landing equipment at Benin Airport. Something that is meant to aid the safe landing and takeoff of aircraft. Somebody went and stole it. Nigeria. Oh dear me. They will only sponsor terrorism and terror attacks. The Nigerian army have turned into a terrorist organization. Once you don't agree with what the Fulani cabal are saying, they send them to go and kill you. They have crocodile smile, arresting and killing people all over the place. In the coastal region of Biafra land. But Pandef cannot say anything. Do you know why? Because they have eaten their own share of the money now. They can't say anything. That's one thing about bribery. When you go and sell your people, when evil is being set upon them, you cannot talk anymore. The zoo must come to an end. It must come to an end. They talk about election primaries everywhere. Everybody knows nothing happened in the primaries. Nothing is working in the zoo. And nothing will ever work in the zoo. The conveyor belt of corruption is everywhere. Where is Jega? Jega was INEC chairman. Tomorrow they will say he's an elder statesman. People that served Nigeria before. But Jega was the INEC chairman when Buhari had no certificate. He cleared him to go and run for elections. Don't you know that? No, you don't know. How can you know? You're in a zoo. Nigeria is a haven for criminality and fraud. They have been starved into a state of impotence. That I suspect sometimes their ignorance is unbelievable. If INEC can accept a forged certificate, on the basis that Buhari contested and won elections in 2015, why should INEC, as presently constituted, be allowed to continue running elections? But there are criminals that all they can say is the money they will make if APC wins or if PDP wins. What money? So because of, they forget everything else. They throw caution. It doesn't matter. Forget it. Let's vote them out. Get your PVC. Forget. But this is an opportunity for us to get things right. If we boycott elections, only one day, things will change for the better forever and ever. Let's vote him out. Did you vote him in? You're asking me to go and vote in a ballot where a Sudanese man, an impostor, is running. Unbelievable. I told you before that what is happening in the zoo is mind-boggling. There are statistics I'm going to give to you right now, which is to show you that what the Fulani cabal are doing, what the entire Fulani caliphate, what they are doing to Nigeria. May the good Lord have mercy on anybody that calls himself or herself a Nigerian. Buhari never finished any course in his life. He did a coup and came back again as Mr. Integrity. When everybody knows Buhari is a complete and utter failure. While in Cambridge, Buhari said he wrote it. But he sat for no exams in 1961. The name Muhammadu Buhari or Muhammad Buhari is not in the United Kingdom Examination Body. In their list of candidates from 1960 to 1962, there is nothing like Muhammadu Buhari or Muhammad Buhari, none whatsoever. But he is, you voted him as your president. No wonder they don't obey the law. They broke the law to get into office. So why should they obey it? His name is not on WAEC, but in Ghana and in the zoo from 1960 to 62. Any attempt by Abba Kyari to present any document to INEC representing WAEC or GCE certificate is forgery and perjury. Abba Kyari will go to prison or should be in prison right now together with Jibril. When Buhari was admitted into the army, he had no certificate. The only paperwork they have is that thing that his principal wrote. That he will pass his exams. He has written, the principal said he will pass his exams. Should he write it? He will. No, come on, I'm in trouble, Beacon. He will, in the future. Can you believe that? You are in year one in the university. And so, and your vice chancellor suddenly writes a letter for you, recommending you to a pharmaceutical company saying, oh, don't worry, he will pass his exams when he gets there. But meanwhile, you want him to start manufacturing drugs for people to take. Hey. I won't come near these people. My goodness. He went to Nigeria Defense Academy. But he never attended any defense academy. He attended the Royal Military Forces Training College for months. For normal army recruitment and physical training, no certificate. Hey! Chineke mane my brother. Buhari went to Aldershot. I know Aldershot very well. I know Aldershot. He did what, he did a month's officer cadet school. But no certificate was issued to Buhari. He passed no, he's, I'm talking about the dead Buhari, oh, that some of you in 2015 voted for. And they're asking you to go again and vote for another idiot next year. No certificate was issued. He passed no examination, none whatsoever. They said he went to Defense Service Staff College, Wellington in Indiana. As usual, Buhari attended the staff college and did not sit for the examination. No exam, oh! I think somebody said that is where you don't have that FRCN or whatever. You know that thing they write after a general's name. He doesn't have it. Only Grand Commander of the Federal Republic of the Zoo. Grand Commander of Cattle. And the Fulani Headsmen. Unbelievable. The only thing Buhari has is attestation certificate. That is why they took a picture. The only certificate he has in his life. Buhari is the most successful. The dead one, oh. The most successful fraudster in the whole world. aided and abetted by Abba Kyari. That is a fact. But tomorrow they will pay Nation Newspaper and a few other Yoruba publications. Oh, leave him! He ran to Israel, leave him! But he's telling you that only never won't go, I don't go. They will never address the issues that you raise. They always try to belittle. Oh, that small boy. That small boy. And I'm older than all of them. But when they say small boy, oh, he ran away. You know, being a black baboon, your senses will switch immediately to ridicule. Oh, it is. In that church, you can a baboon. They want to deflect your attention away from the real issues. That is why they are there. That is why they cannot remove Jibril. Washington Post removed President Nixon from office, the Watergate scandal. The only person who could have done it is Delegiwa, and he's dead. We are Delegiwa to be alive today. Jibril cannot come back from France. But you have people, poverty is a disease, honestly. Honestly. All the integrity nonsense, for where? All of them campaigning for Buhari in 2015, where are they today? Out of shame, they brought Jibril from Sudan. Because you cannot defend the indefensible. They fabricated a certificate. The only assignment, because sometimes, you know, we are black people, we don't like complex assignments, no. It's very simple. Everybody should be looking for Buhari's ear. Ntia, his ear. Everybody can check that grows outside. Look for it. Buhari's ear is different from that of, unless they fly him from France, not bringing a plastic surgeon. Then he will carry bandage now. He will not heal within 2 days. He will carry a bandage on his ear. Maybe they will say this time around that cockroach pursued him from his office. While they are waiting for him to heal properly. Look at Buhari's ear, please. You will see that Jibril have come to replace the dead Buhari. This is the time for journalists in Nigeria, including Nation Newspaper and other anti-IPOB publications. If you have conscience, you will rise up and defend the truth. Your fellow journalists removed Nixon from office. Do something meaningful for once in your lives. Do something meaningful. Did any of you see the sitting arrangement when Prince Charles came? With Obi of furniture. Pursued to the back. I think somebody said he came to start the front and the time to go and say, come on, go to the back. Immediately. Are you not able? Come on, go to the back. You know, when you go, when you're a child and you go to a kindergarten or nursery school where you are new. I felt sorry for the Obi of furniture. I felt sorry for those Igbo people that claim they're part of one Nigeria. Am I allowed to say something nice about Governor Wike? Maybe they'll open up a probe tomorrow if I praise him. Only Governor Yosem Wike had the courage to speak out and say what happened there is a disgrace. I did not see the Damanabo Vokrika there. I did not see King Spieth. What's his first name again? I've forgotten. I was looking for the Oba of Benin. I couldn't find him. Before, somebody was telling me that Benin is not part of Biafra. Maybe tomorrow I'll tell him, show me your Oba in this picture. They chased the Obi of Onisha to the back seat. The Sultan was sitting with the right of Prince Charles. You know that Yeshua said when he go to heaven, he stood on the right hand of his father. Jesus is Yaga Nilibe and Nakani Kenna. The Sultan is the favorite child of the British. He was on the right hand side. The Yoruba were on the left. And the Igbo man was at the back. Only the back of their head, he cannot see what they're saying. They'll be off on the Igbo leader. At the back. If it was my father there, he would have walked out of that very gathering. It's an insult. If you don't know who you are, then go and do some research. Ndibo, Ndibo, ancient people, very proud people. Sitting behind Prince Charles is an insult to the collective consciousness of this very proud race. It's not the fault of the Obi of Onitsha. He's learned, he's a very educated man, and I respect him a lot. It's not his fault. It's the fault of the one Nigeria that we found ourselves in, we Biafrans. But I don't think we'll ever learn from it. Such nonsense shouldn't happen again. We are the first, never the last. It was an Igbo man that made Nigeria possible, Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe. There is no way we can be disgracefully relegated to the back rows. It's not possible. And I get me, it's impossible. Such nonsense shouldn't happen again. It shouldn't. Were it to happen again, we will lose our respect for the Obi of Onitsha. Somebody must tell him this. Please. It's an insult. It's an insult. Our madness and our ignorance did not start today. Since our first encounter with our European conquerors, because they conquered us, that is the truth. We have quite literally surrendered our ability to reason like human beings. There was this very prominent social commentator who rightly observed that we started losing it from many years ago. When Onitsha became Onitsha, to make it sound sweet and very urban. Oka became Oka, A-W-K-A, which doesn't have any meaning in Igbo lexicon. We never complained. When the Kano complained, they say, bring him and kill him. I'm going to call him, let's kill him. Today, this once proud race have been compromised on everything. This is why those who are shouting restructuring, without restructuring, we are not going to vote. We are a day today. They are the ones asking you to get your PVC because they have no morals. All they care about is the oil and gas money rolling into the accounts. They don't care about you. They don't give a damn about you. Do you think you vote for them and they will see you again? Can everybody for once, across the length and breadth of the zoo, for once, if you people sit at home, is it on the 19th of February of next year that they're going to do their presidential election? I think it's around the 19th of February or so. If all the oppressed masses of Nigeria sit at home, everybody, not just Biafrans, on the 19th of February of 2019, if nothing changes on the 20th, I will drop my call for Biafra to be established as an independent country. This is to let you understand that one thing you can do to change your lives and that of your children for the better. One thing you can do that you can earn more than 30,000 in a month. One thing you can do and they will stop owing you your salaries. One thing you can do and your life will be better. 19th of February. Sit at home on the day of the presidential election. You see what will happen. Now they will come to you to ask you what you want. But if they give you 1,000 naira and you go and vote, you have renewed your slavery certificate for another 4 years. Don't say I didn't warn you. I warned you about Buhari, but none of you listened. As usual. Anybody but Jonathan. No, let Jonathan, anybody, please, anybody but Jonathan. Today it is anybody but Jibril. Sometimes our stupidity has no end. Today the Obi of Onitsha is taking a back seat. No, I can't. I respect him a lot. I love the Obi of Onitsha. It's not his fault. Somebody, he went and somebody said, go and sit at the back, isn't it? Somebody said, go and sit at the back. You know what I said there? Because he's a gentleman. No wonder we are treated like animals all over the world. Black people are not consistent. No coherent ideology or belief system or political arrangement. It is as if a black person cannot reason at all. That is the truth. Unless a white man confers legitimacy on you. Do you know if I return to the UK and you see me shaking the hands of Theresa May, do you know that people will begin to like me, even some of my Yoruba enemies? You know, one thing we value as black people is a white person conferring legitimacy on you. Until a white person comes and tells them that Nnamdi Kanu is brilliant, nobody will believe it. Isn't it? Okay. But I know I am, anyway. It's an ekura kukwe potak and lagni. Of course. There is no consistency, no current ideology or belief system. Traditional rulers happily sitting to be photographed with Prince Charles is a disgrace. Prince Charles should come to Onitsha to see the beauty of Onitsha. As he did in Ghana. Go to the amenable of Okrik and visit him. That is where the oil is coming from. The oil is coming from Anambra, from Imo, from rivers. Oil is coming from everywhere in Cross River, in Akwa Ibom. Go there and visit them. Not in Abuja. Not in Abuja. Our collective stupidity is unbelievable. The same way missionary priests came with their soldiers during colonialism to kill us. We must proceed. IPOB as a movement will not entertain any dialogue nor compromise. We know what we are doing. The time for talking and compromise is gone. Gone, completely gone. And they know it. That is why they are running around having their nocturnal meetings. We are a movement devoted to the enthronement of freedom, liberty and justice. We lost to the zoo through the British, who, having conquered and subdued us, divided our land into Igbo and Eastern minorities, courtesy of the Willings Commission, they carved out a place called Niger Delta and handed us over to the backward Fulani Caliphate. They stole our freedom, but we are taking it back. And nobody can stop us. Elohim has sanctioned it. Because he created us Biafrans as free men, equal before the law. Fulani people do not know what it means to obey the law in a secular society. Atiku will not give us freedom. Jibril will continue to mass his armies against us. Because the pursuit of their conquest of our land started by Batman Danfodio. Is ingrained in every Fulani ruler. Do you know that most of our traditional rulers are now converts to Islam? I don't think you know. Go to Buddha. You know what I'm talking about. At no time has voting in the zoo Nigeria brought anything good to the people. From the British direct the census of 1953. And 57, and installed their Fulani puppets. It has been a selection instead of election in the zoo. Every 4 years, a bunch of criminals crawl out. Have you seen the lineup of Imo State governorship candidates? Up and Ndiochi, Ndiochi throughout. And Robert Ndiochi. Ubuwa Robert, Imo State throughout. Imo State is gone. Gone. The day they voted the Awasa man, Rochas, into office, I knew that Imo State had lost it. Very sad. Every 4 years, criminals come up. They have destroyed us both politically and economically. IPOB is saying enough is enough. We must be free. We will not lose this very battle because this generation is blessed. Fulani want to do to us what they did to Yoruba people in Kwara State. They took a loring from Yoruba people. Wahhabi Islam is like a mini, in the north, it's like a mini Afghanistan. And nothing good can ever come out of there. Our Lord and Masters, the British, handed power and wealth to them since independence till date. The only thing they've given us is poverty, disease, and dependence on government handouts. Every year they spend millions of dollars claiming they're feeding homeless Fulani kids. They own the oil wells, they control the government, all ministries and parastatals belong to them. They control customs. They control our lives. They have made us backward, poor, and illiterate. Buhari never passed any exams. When he died, they replaced him with a Sudanese. Unbelievable. How did we get into this nonsense today? I hope people are listening. Are you tired?
No, sir. No.
I have some people in the studio with me, so I'm asking them if they're tired. Because I'm preaching this very gospel to the whole world. The time now is approximately 23 minutes to 10 p.m. here in the Holy Land of Israel. How did we get into this mess? It was Igbo men that got you here. Don't blame any Fulani man. Nnamdi Azikiwe started it. He wanted one Nigeria. Look at where we are today. Nnewodo, Devu, Mahi, they are making the same mistake as always. Instead of them to listen to IPOB, instead of them to leverage, do you know we would have been free by now? Do you know the time they came to ask Ohanaeze and Igbo governors if they are with IPOB or not? All they needed to say was, yes, we are with them. Anything they wanted to do it for them, by now we'll be free. But they all had their eyes on the VP slot. You know, they want to be the only cock crowing. If you come, they say, hey, former minister, Igbo leader. And they live in Abuja and Lagos. They never come home. They mortgage our lives for the advancement of their individual families. Somebody is sending us messages talking about roads that are not motorable. On motorable roads. People are dying of hunger. Is there no one you are alive that you can ply on a good road? I am in Israel. Most of your brothers, your uncles who are here and elsewhere in the world are married to non-Biafran women. Most of our sisters are back home without any husband. Do you know why we are scattered over the world? It's because there is no Biafra. Once Biafra comes, the same way that Jews are returning to Israel, it's the same way that Biafrans will return to the land of Biafra. Then our sisters can get married. If it doesn't affect you, it affects me. I feel terrible. The fact that my own sisters are married should not make me feel comfortable about something as heinous as this. We need our daughters to be married to our sons. And only when we get Biafra will that be possible. The clip of Sam Adebayo that you listen to has been in circulation from the beginning of time. When I hear things like that, I insist, as I'm doing tonight, that Ohanaeze is banned. They can go to Lagos for the Jamboree at Muzon Hall. That's where they belong. They can go to Kanu. They can go to Ada. They can go to Maiduguri. But not in Biafra land. If they gather, it will be scattered. We assure them. We want our freedom. Nothing more, nothing less. Did you hear about the news of customs chasing somebody into Aba to go and collect money from them? A container that was cleared in Lagos. Aba is only 60 kilometers from the nearest seaport in Igualcha, which is Port Harcourt. It has been closed. Because Nigeria wants to punish Igbo people. They want to make us suffer. They have taken our land through endless boundary adjustments. That Igbo people are in Benue, Igbo people are in Kogi. Igbo people are in Cross River. Of course, we are all Biafrans, I know. Come on, in Hojo, evil is evil. Our brother cleared his container from Lagos. From Lagos to Aba, what we have is 28. No, what we have is, including police checkpoint and civil defense and all the rest of them, it is uncountable, the number of checkpoints you have. He made it into Aba. They chased him again. From Ungopala. To give them another bribe. The same container that left the seaport, that left Apapa seaport. That reminds me, when Nyamodo got into office as Ohanaeze President General, Nyamodo said his priority is to get rid of all the checkpoints in our land. Did any of you follow that when he said it? Has he been able to do it? If Nyamodo cannot clear checkpoints in our land, why would you believe anything else that he says? They say they are friendly with Hausa people. He went to school in Ibadan. I think most Sabotuas went to University of Ibadan. Except my wife, of course. She's not a Sabotua. Do you know that Okpa Biasika went to Ibadan? Do you know that? You don't know. Okpa Biasika was at University of Ibadan. Most great Sabotuas went to the University of Ibadan to study. And you wonder why we are in the mess we are in today. Ohanaeze is banned. If they meet anywhere, we scatter it. Customs must dismantle their roadblocks heading into our land. This level of intimidation and harassment is too much. Something you can buy for 50 naira in Lagos, if it comes into Biafra land, you're paying 90 naira. Is that correct? After paying them for the seaport, after paying them for the landing of the goods and clearing it officially, Fulani Zoo Customs will still pursue us till we enter into Aba, into Newi, into Onitsha, into Enugu to take money from us. And there is nobody to defend us. And next year they ask us to go out to go and vote. No Igbo politician, not one single one, has the courage or the metal to challenge all these roadblocks and checkpoints we have in our land. They are making us understand that we are under occupation. We are a conquered people. Why shouldn't I agitate to be free, I ask? This is evil. There is no roadblock in the whole of the North. Is that true of us? Is there any roadblock in the North? But they have Boko Haram, they have Fulani headsmen, terrorists killing people. No roadblocks. But in the most peaceful path of West Africa, of the whole of Africa, every kilometer is a checkpoint. That is horrible. They promised to take this away. They have done nothing about it. There is no dignity. There is no respect and there is no honor. The evil extortion of Biafra businesses is still going on right now. And we must stop it. We must stop it. And that is what IPOB is here to do. Earlier today, I had decided to talk to the whole world about us, about IPOB and what we do and why we do the things that we do. But on reflection, I've thought that perhaps this is not the right time to do it. Just for the IPOB family alone. So I will be able to go through those and touch on very critical issues when I address only the family. But I must say this. We don't get our funding from politicians. No Biafran, zoo, or world politician has ever given us a dime in IPOB. IPOB is funded by the families all over the world. Sometimes people think that we are excessively rich. I don't know if it is a good thing or a bad thing. Come on, move for the question. Ewu adinoha wonena agone buya. We must encourage the family in the USA. They are the largest contributors. Germany, Italy, UK. UK is about fourth here. I don't know why that is the case. Italy is doing very well. They must continue. Do you want me to mention? Because sometimes I think that you want me to say the amount that they give to us. Eh? Can you hear me? It's because Chikwu Okike Abiama is piloting the affairs of IPOB. That is why we never run out of money. Not that because we have money, but this is a project from heaven. Japan. These are those that stood, that stayed the course as I was making my way to Israel. They didn't, none of you heard from me for over a year, but they kept the faith. So I want to reassure this family all over the world, our people, that they are good people. Then the Bani was good. IPOB is indeed a family. I'll start all over again. USA, the family in USA, I recognize your steadfastness. In Germany, Italy, United Kingdom, Japan, Spain, Malaysia. Malaysia is very, I've not thanked them. They bought me a car before the criminals came in to try and kill me and kill my family. But we lost 28 men. And I mourn them every day. I remember France, Switzerland, they never buckled, they never went back. Denmark was strong. Norway was with us. Sweden remained. Even Canada remained. Cambodia, Indonesia, IPOB is all over the world. Canada, Cambodia, Indonesia, Thailand, I remember you, India, Taiwan, Russia. But only if they can go outside Moscow, I'll be very happy. Austria, very formidable. Even China. South Korea is with us. Then I must mention Belgium, Czech Republic, Greece, Ireland. I love what they're doing. Azerbaijan, Co. Netherlands, very strong. Luxembourg is strong. Hong Kong is strong. Brazil is strong. Even Romania. Everybody is very strong. These are people that said that IPOB will not fall. And Israel, of course, I must say. We are broadcasting from, because they did very well. To keep an office is not easy in Israel, but we have an office in Israel. And we have a studio we are broadcasting it to from. So we must also thank the IPOB family in Israel. They are doing very well. There are some that I didn't mention due to one thing or the other. But I know that Kuwait will come, Zimbabwe, UAE, Turkey, Finland, Australia. Mazio Pharma is doing very well there. And Mexico, Malta, Ukraine, Jamaica, St. Kitts, Trinidad and Tobago, and Macau, they will all come back to the family at one point or the other. They will eventually, because I'm here. And we must be free. I thank each and every one of you. And I want this very family to continue to grow the way that we started. We are all Umu Chineke, one family. One goal, because we expect only one outcome, and that is victory and freedom for our people. I thank each and every one of you for listening, but I must thank the Abia family of IPOB. The running of Biafra land is down to Abia State. Most of the transmitters we bought is because Abia State did not let us down. I must thank the coordinator of Abia State, Ike Tuku, before he was moved to Biafra Land Coordinator. If you see anybody from Abia State, family of IPOB, you must thank them. They are very strong. Very, very strong. And I know that Igwacha will once again rise to his preeminence, and so will Anambra and the rest. You know me. If you work very hard, of course, I will acknowledge you. If you don't, I will admonish you, because we have no time to waste. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you, every one of you, for listening. Future announcements will be made as to when I will broadcast, but in all likelihood, it will be next week, Saturday. I gave you one simple assignment. Go and get pictures of old Buhari before he died and compare that with Jibril. Today you will know that the man in Asarok is an impostor. I expect you to be courageous. I expect each and every one of you to be very brave. But above all, I expect you to believe in the redeeming grace of the Most High Chukwuka Abiama. Until next time, it is good night and goodbye from Israel.